Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Most of us are familiar with the brilliant charity Laura Lynn, who provides services such as respite and support for children with complex care needs and their families. It was founded by Jane and Brendan McKenna in 2001 after both of their young daughters, Laura and Lynn, died within 2 years of each other. Now, they had first-hand experience of the lack of respite or specialist care for children with complex needs and set about to change that, really. Now, the charity has gone from strength to strength since they've opened and has helped so many families who are in really tough situations. Well, there is a new and quite unexpected partnership that's come about between Laura Lynn and Riverdance. Riverdance, of all things. And two people who are heavily involved with this project join me this morning to tell us more. We have Pádraig Moyles, executive producer of Riverdance, here with me in studio. And Kate Early is on the line, whose son Jack uses Laura Lynn services. Kate, are you there?
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, loud and clear. I might get you to put on some headphones so you can hear Kate. Have you got, I don't know if they're going to work for you. Hang on a second now. We get you set up. How are you, Kate?
I'm good, thanks.
Listen, thanks for coming on the line. Pádraig's just getting his headphones sorted out here in the studio. So, Pádraig, let's start with you. Laura Lynn and Riverdance. What is that all about? How did this all start?
Well, Riverdance team up with a charity partner every year we're in the Gaiety, or we have for the last kind of 7 or 8 years.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. So in 2020, we partnered with Laura Lynn. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the pandemic came, so we weren't able to fulfill everything we had hoped we would be able to achieve with Laura Lynn. So we've kept it going into 2022.
Okay. Amazing stuff. And what is the project? What is happening with Riverdance and Laura Lynn?
Well, the goal mainly is to create awareness for Laura Lynn and to raise as much money as possible as we can for this incredible charity. But this year we wanted to try something slightly different, and that was to include people like Kate to be able to join us on stage and dance with us in Riverdance and create a special moment.
Oh my days. Are you going to be Riverdancing, Kate?
I am.
And listen to me, have you any Irish dancing experience?
I did Irish dancing for about 5 years as a kid.
Okay.
And there was then after that, then obviously life got in the way. So I kind of moved on from Irish dancing. But I was had the opportunity actually to see Riverdance rehearse for the Eurovision.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Riverdance, I'm just so excited to be a part of this project now because...
What a special thing to do. That is incredible.
It's such a lifetime opportunity.
My God, yeah. And so how many of the mothers are doing this? So it's yourself, is it, and a few others?
There's four of us all together.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And they have the shoes. They're going to be dressed. They're going to be on that stage in front of an audience of over 1,000 people in the Gaiety on Thursday, June 23rd. So it's going to create a little moment for them. Their family will be able to come and watch them. Hopefully, it is a dream for you, Kate, to be able to be on that stage with Riverdance, and we're looking forward to helping that dream come true.
Absolutely,
Kate. I'm nervous for you.
I'm nervous, Jennifer, but I'm really excited too.
What an amazing and very emotional, because when you watch Riverdance, it's one of those things everybody gets a little bit emotional for whatever reason, nostalgia, and just it's something that's just inherently Irish, isn't it? But what a special moment and something to be part of. Kate, can you tell me about your son, Jack?
Yeah, Jack is 11 years old now. He spent his first year in and out of Crumlin Children's Hospital with respiratory and feeding problems and so on. And when he was about 9 months old, we were referred to Laura Lynn for respite. They took us in and they did up a care plan for Jack, and they have been amazing ever since. I've been able to take time off, do whatever I want to do. They have looked after all his needs. I don't have to worry about feeds, medications. every activity they do is catered to the child's need. Music therapy, play therapy, sensory play. They're like an extended family to us.
Yeah. So when did you first start using Laura Lynn?
Back in December 2011.
Okay. Okay. And you look after him full time, I believe.
Yeah, I'm okay. A full-time carer.
So you're a full-time carer. So having a place like Laura Lynn to go to and having that break and having that support system, how does that feel?
Do you know, it's absolutely amazing. It's a lifeline because without them, I wouldn't be able to do half the stuff that I've been able to do, like go to family weddings and little mini breaks. It's just being able to not have to worry about the clock. I mean, Jack is very routine. So in terms of like feeding and medications, it's all down to the clock. He also has sensory issues. So in terms of like, he doesn't like places really loud noises. So just being able to put him in there and they take care of all his needs and entertain him and he's happy.
And his medical needs as well, right? You know, like they give him his medicine and take care of him and do the feed. Isn't it astonishing to think that this children's hospice and care centre isn't government funded and is solely reliant on the goodness of people?
Yeah, absolutely. They solely rely on
donations.
To donate to the service, and we are greatly appreciative to the service and to the public for
keeping
helping
it
us
going. I've been in there many times, but it's so you think of it when you think of a children's care home and hospice, you think it quite morbid and quite a sad place, but it's actually quite a joyous place to be in, isn't it?
It is, and they're always organising activities to bring the kids and the parents together and to help create memories. Like every year they do the Laura Lynn Oscars, they have a summer party, they have a Christmas party. They've even collaborated with the RTE Toy Show. We've been lucky to be selected there 1 year to be on their pre-recording for the Toy Show, where they bring in all the kids and they do the pre-recordings and then it's shown on the night.
But now the spotlight is on you to get up on that stage and jig your way around the gatey stage. My God. Porrick, I mean, how much are you going to put these ladies through their paces? Are you going to go easy on them or what's the crack?
Well, we're going to put them through their paces.
We want
you have
them a to show
be proud,
to get on the road.
But we want them to be proud of what they achieve on that stage. And I think when they go through all those paces, they're going to be in rehearsals with the entire cast of the show. So they'll be right there alongside them. And I think when they go on that stage, they know what they're doing. They'll have confidence. And I think they'll enjoy the experience then. It'll be something that's memorable for them.
It's such a special show. And fair play to you for doing something like this for the Laura Lynn, because I know it's so inherent in what you do and your past. Just tell people your past with Riverdance.
Well, I've been part of the show for about 25 years now. I joined them back in 1997, and I've been very, very fortunate to have terrific mentors and supporters along my journey. But ultimately, you're just part of the team, and that's the greatest thing in Riverdance is the team. And it's led by John McColgan and Moya Doherty, and of course, the incredible composer of Bill Whelan. Getting to go out there and perform that show and the pride that this nation has in that show, getting to perform it around the world is incredible. But there's nowhere like performing it here in Ireland.
Yeah.
And this will be our first performance since 2020, in over 2 years, to be back here in Ireland performing Riverdance. We're down in Cork next week from the 3rd to the 5th in the Marquee. And then, of course, we have Riverdance and the Gaiety from the 17th of June all the way to the 11th of September. So all of the artists are really looking forward to getting back on the stage. But the highlight will probably come on June 23rd. We have a dance-a-thon to raise money for Laura Lynn. 12 hours, 10 to 10. People like Kate here will be on the stage that night. And the mission is, once again, to build awareness for Laura Lynn. You've been there, Jen. You've seen their facilities. It is literally incredible. We've been out there to do music therapy classes with them. We've done small performances out there for them. And the care that those nurses and the care that these parents give those children is the most incredible and breathtaking thing that you could ever witness. And to be in those facilities and see those children and see the joy on their faces in what they're getting to experience is life-changing.
It's magical. You haven't mentioned your missus. She'd be very upset if she's listening. You better give her a shout out.
my wife, Niamh O'Connor, who knows you very well from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I know Niamh, and you met through Dancing with River Dance, not Dancing with the Stars, that's a whole other show. But you met years ago, didn't you, in River Dance, is that right?
That's right. We are one of 62 couples to have met in River Dance and married, and we have two wonderful children that are two of 118 River Dance babies.
It's a big family. So no pressure, Kate, now. I don't know if you just were listening to Pork there or you kind of switched out because of fear, but he's going to be putting you through your paces.
Yeah. Boot camp.
And Kate, as you well know too, there's hundreds of dancers around the country that are going to take part in this dance-a-thon on Thursday, June 23rd in front of the Gaiety. They're all out there raising money right now. They're going around with cards. So if a little Irish dancer or a big Irish dancer knocks on your door and they're looking for money for the dance-a-thon, please give generously, because this is an incredible, incredible charity that we should all be giving to.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I wish you the very, very best of luck. And thank you so much for your time this morning. The River Dance-a-thon is happening. It's on June 23rd. So anyone in Dublin, be sure to pop down and donate if you can. Riverdance will perform in Cork on June 3rd, 4th and 5th. And then the long run at the Gaiety Theatre from the 17th of June to the 11th of September. My days. You can check out riverdance.com. And for more info on Laura Lynn, go to lauralynn.ie. Guys, thank you so much. Thanks for coming into Studio Porrig. And Kate, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'll hopefully get down and see you doing your jig on the Gaiety stage. You better like be good now. Give it
thanks,
socks.
Jennifer.
Okay, thanks, love. Bye. Thanks so much for coming in, Porrig.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.